I fucking get your hand off of her. Everybody, you are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm sitting in my lovely Westtown apartment with two of the most talented people that I could think of, Charlie Dietz, who I've known for a very, very long time, and Derek Chris, who I have not known for a very long time, but I've seen him play drums for a decent amount of time. This will be our first podcast of sorts with two people in the same room, or no, three people in the same room, a tiny, tiny room, a room that these gentlemen described as the size of a New York apartment. So
that's it.
We'll get started here. Well, by the way, Charlie, could you please say hello?
Hi there.
That's Charlie. We're going to start with Charlie, then we're going to move on to Derek, and then we're going to do a tag team interview of sorts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So this will be very, very awkward and wonderful at the same time. Okay, Charlie I've known for 7 years, if not longer, through his wonderful band, Sally. Do you want to talk a little bit about Sally before we start?
Sure, yeah.
Please talk about Sally a little bit before we start.
Tell you like what happened?
No, not what happened, but just to describe the band, the sound, what you guys are trying to do, why you're no longer together, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the band consisted of me, Melissa Nice, who is my good friend, and Jeffrey Shaver, who was like the original drummer for the band, and then another person named Mark Berlin, who was the guitarist who stayed with the band the entire time, and then a series of drummers, like three more drummers over the course of the next 3 years.
Yes.
So the band lasted like 4.5 years, maybe 5 years, sort of that range. As an entity, we played sort of noisy, sort of, I guess it sort of changed in the beginning. It was more, what would you describe
it? It was more straightforward.
It was straightforward.
I've described your band in print like 10 times, but yeah. I said what was like the.
It was like
it was the Pixies and Sonic Youth, but if it was produced by Billy Corgan, so it had more of a sheen.
Yeah, it was
I don't think that's a bad thing either. I know Billy
Corgan
is the best.
Painful influences,
But it was good. It was very, very good. You were my favorite band when you were around.
Thank you.
It was heartbreaking to see you guys break up. And I saw Derek actually play the last show with you guys.
Yeah, Derek was the final drummer for one show,
and that was an amazing show. And no one will ever hear or see that show. So
I know,
suck it, everyone.
That was like after that was over, I was like, really? Did it really have to end like that?
Yeah, it was so good. You shouldn't have ended.
Yeah, well, it did. So, yeah, and then we eventually got more noisy and more, like, mathy in a way, I'd say.
Yeah, it definitely evolved in a good way.
Oh, really?
Why are you shocked by this?
I don't know. It's all...
For Christ's sake, I made 2 videos for your last EP, but the EP was essentially just you.
Yeah, that's true.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
It's
because I made
it. You made all of it, though. Don't say that. I mean,
yeah,
you even played drums on, like, the first album was, what, like, 11 tracks? You played drums on, like, 6 of them.
Yeah.
So... there.
I guess it's sort of, yeah.
Anyways, besides Sally, you also have solo releases.
That is true.
You gave me the second, to your mind, the second solo release, but you actually had solo releases before that.
Yeah, I've sort of discounted everything that came before Sally.
And why? Why did you do this?
Well, you know, you don't want to be the guy with 12 albums, right?
Why not? You can't. You don't want to be the Robert Pollard of Chicago?
I don't know who that is. So
Gotta Buy Voices. The Gotta Buy Voices guy was a teacher. He releases way too much.
No, I definitely
shit.
Don't want to be him.
All right, whatever. But anyways, you're still working on music, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get to the main event later, but are you still working on solo stuff?
Yeah, I imagine the next album will come out on February 14th, 2010.
Do you try to do... Cause
every 2 years on Valentine's Day, I've been dropping a record. That's the...
And I highly recommend them. Well, how would you describe... Because your solo stuff doesn't sound anything like the band stuff.
Right. I guess when you're in a band, you construct music for the idea of playing it. But the solo stuff is just completely based on, like, a composition, you know? Like, I don't approach the music, like, linearly at all. It's just sort of like, if I want something to happen right here, I put it there. And so it's more like... I think it's more like... compositions than it is, but the thing is, then playing it live is a lot different than playing music with a band live.
Continue. How is it different?
Well, I don't play it. I just I just let the music play, and then I sing, and then sometimes there'll be some live instrumentation.
Okay. Is there any chance that you're going to be back in a setting where you're going to be playing guitar in front of people again?
Yeah, There's a new band I'm in.
Wonderful. We're going to get to that new band. We've alluded to that. Why don't you pass the mic to Derek for a second? By the way, for I apologize. I have three microphones in front of me, but only two cords. So I'm sorry, Derek.
It's all good.
Okay, good. Anyways, Derek is a wonderful drummer, and he's currently the drummer in at least two bands. Do you want to talk about these bands or no? You don't have to.
What do you want to know?
You tell me. What do you think people should know?
The other band that I'm in is Alex and the Drummer.
Okay. Well, how long have you been playing drums?
Since fourth grade.
Fourth grade. How old are you now? Well, like, how many years have you been playing drums then?
It's a lot of years.
So you've been playing. We don't want to give away ages. We don't want to spoil anything. So why drums? What gravitated you towards that?
It was kind of like pick an instrument, you know, in the band program.
And yeah, but usually parents aren't like, yeah, play drums at home.
Well, they didn't really get to choose for me. I mean, it was just like, I looked at all the instruments, and, you know, everybody kind of thinks that the saxophone is, like, marginally cool, but I wasn't buying it, so it was the only one that made any sense to me. I basically did it just so I could go on school trips.
Are you glad you did it?
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Well, why do you keep playing, then? You're obviously not going on many school trips anymore.
So. Right. It's pretty much all I know how to do.
You sound like an idiot savant right now. All right. All right. So both of you guys are in Chicago. Both of you guys have been in Chicago-based bands. Did you feel limited because you were in a Chicago-based band?
Limited in limited, audience?
Limited or? Audience potential, whatever. What have you?
I at least in Sally, we toured and stuff too, so I didn't feel too limited. I think it's a good place to start. I mean, there's a chance that people might pick up on it. It makes it more obvious how, like, the city works in a very specific way, and the fact that there's pockets of individuals and they are super cliques, and those super cliques are the scenes, but they're not really big enough to be scenes.
That's a good name for an album, by the way.
Super cliques. Well, yeah, you can have it.
I'm not gonna use it.
So yeah, do you know what I mean by that?
I do know what you mean by that, but I mean, I know that you were thinking about moving pretty much after you played New York for the first time. You were thinking about moving there.
Yeah, that was an interesting idea of mine. I enjoy that city in the fact that it feels, at least from afar, like an abyss of like possibility. You know what I mean?
You describe something positive with a negative.
Sorry. Well, I mean,
it's still an abyss, you know?
Abyss is not negative.
It is. Oh, it's an abyss, not negative.
It's complex. Anyway, the point is, I thought of it as an interesting idea for a while because I was excited about being even more like part of something. But I think since then I've become more reckless or something like that.
How so?
I mean, it's just like, I think at that stage, because I was in a band, I was very interested in, like, being better. Not being better, but, like, getting more people to like the band and stuff like that. And it was very, like, I was being motivated by, like, weird things. Like, I wanted to be in a band and get more attention and stuff like that instead of just, like, make music. And
so is that why you broke up the band then? Because you no longer had that need?
Maybe in a way that partly fueled it, because I just felt sort of gross about myself. Like, the thing is, like, I didn't really necessarily like rock music or something like that, and I was in a band making rock music, and it just felt disconnected in a way. Like,
well, what were you listening to at the time when you broke it up, and what are you listening to now?
I can't say it's super simple. I tend to listen to maybe a lot of electronic music and even dance music. But I don't think that's even connected to it. Because, I mean, the thing is, I still play guitar. I can still make rock songs and stuff like that. And I think about them, and they have, like, a position in my heart. But they just don't feel, like, fresh as they might have maybe in 2004 or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At that point, it felt still very vital to me, you know? But I personally sort of drifted away from it or something.
Could you pass it to Derek for a second? Thank you. This is getting awkward. Well, since you're the drummer, usually doesn't write the songs, right?
Never.
Okay, so do you feel like you're just in a band and you're kind of hoping that they're going to play something you like, or do you try to join bands where they're already playing something you like, or could you like point it in any certain direction?
And that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, that's why I wanted to play with Charlie, because I, you know, his record, it's just on infinite repeat in my car.
It's amazing.
It's all scratched up. I need to get a new one, actually.
Is this sincere? I can't.
I am being sincere.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's very nice of you. But I mean, as a drummer, if in an ideal world, what would your like drumming schedule be like? Who would you be playing with? Like the same type of band, but you guys play like 10 different types of things. Would you be in a hardcore band? Like, what would it be?
A hip hop band. I want to be Jay-Z's touring drummer.
You want to be the Roots?
No, I don't really like the Roots that much.
The Roots backed up Jay-Z.
I know, they're just not. I don't know. They don't bring it. They're just not mean enough.
But I mean, they're good and all. Everyone likes the Roots, but they're soft. Everybody knows that, right?
I guess, yeah.
The Roots are some punks, man.
No, but are you into? Is that
they're
what you
like
listen?
A house band.
They are a house band. They're Jimmy Fallon's house band.
I know, and that's like, I mean, that's how
awful.
Soft.
That is awful.
That's how soft they are because they want to sit there and like make up 30-second
songs.
Are
you trying to like start a feud with the Roots?
I think the Roots are great.
I think
no
you should start
them.
A no. Fuck that. You
I
gotta.
Mean, the Roots are having a happy life. That's important for them.
Yeah, I like the Roots. Okay.
No, but Derek, do you actually listen to hip hop? Do you actually want to be in a hip hop band?
It's hard to find good, you know, people that do that kind of stuff. So no, I don't really want to be in it.
But, what do you want
to
be in?
But then? That's what I listen to a lot of times. So I'm happy where I am right now. I think we got a good thing going here.
You do have a good thing going. We're gonna get to that good thing very soon. Go back to Charlie for a second. So now that you're playing electronic, well, you're not in the rock musician. I don't know head anymore. Sure. Now you're the electronic. Are you happier?
I'm infinitely happy. I feel more in control.
I think it sounds hilarious that you said I'm infinitely happy with the most deadpan voice.
Well, I mean, just like in that specific way, I'm very happy because, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's more possibility in this realm than basically when you lock into. Okay, the thing about Sally was that we had locked into this idea of pretty much only playing our instrument and playing that instrument exclusively in the group. You know what I mean? So like there would be drums, a bass, two guitars, and me singing. And that formula was pretty cool for a long time in the way that it made us work within that formula really powerfully. But I am like, I don't think I'm a super good musician. I think I'm like a composer really in my
okay.
mind. And I like, and I sort of, I don't mind locking. I can just like, okay, if I want to lock into one formula for one album now, I can do that. But I don't have to like, it's not like such a commitment because, you know, I want it to feel fresh.
But could we talk about the label, yes or no?
The label is essentially dying or dead.
Okay.
Okay, so we can talk about it.
But the only reason why I'm bringing this up, because one of the bands you're playing with is I don't know if they're on the label anymore.
They're
but
on
they were.
The label, yeah.
Yeah. So you had a label, had whatever, and you obviously have bands that you like, and some are rock.
Right. Okay, so I'll explain it. So Paribus Records started as like, I read a book and I was like, oh, start your own record label to release your own
this
albums.
Business called Music? Is that what you read?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, it was like Little and White.
Oh, no, this is Big and Silver.
Okay, no, this was a tiny little white book, like 45 pages, and it just told you exactly how to do it. And you're like, okay, cool. And then, but as we met people through Sally, like I started putting bands on it, and I put it under the like idea that we were like a collective and we would help each other. But a lot of those bands have passed away, like
yeah.
Kinetic broke up. I don't know, but basically the Day Triumph is sort of like they changed a lot, and then but they're in a different sort of thing now. I don't even know if they really play that much, but like anyway, a lot of the bands like sort of drifted away, and then I added some like electronic music to it. But the thing is, it wasn't really like maybe I don't know. It was part of my scheme for like
for world domination.
Yeah, and it was like that wasn't where I'm at. That's like not what I should have been doing. So I sort of like let it run its course a little bit instead of like I think like it still exists, but it's not a powerful thing in any way.
Okay. All right. Do you guys want to start talking about the new project or no?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
You ready, Derek?
I am ready.
Okay, let's start this. Thieves of the Night.
Yeah.
Sum up Thieves of the Night in 8 words. Exactly 8 words.
8 words. Give me one sec.
I don't have time. You have to hurry up.
Misogynists. 8 times.
Okay. Ooh, that's very good. Derek, 8. No, I want 4 words.
I would have just said one, and that's hype.
Hype? Oh, yeah, hype. Fun. Okay, let's get into hype. Why hype?
What else is more important than hype?
That is very true. Okay. I think I'm just going to shoot some fastball questions at you guys, and you just shoot back.
Right.
Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Thieves of the Night is playing a show with Metallica. What happens backstage?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Thieves of the Night has...
I love Lars so much.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
You know, I saw like some Metallica video the other day, and I was thinking to myself, like, wow, like I've hated the idea of Lars like my entire life, but I was like, he looks like he's a great drummer.
He
like,
is a great drummer.
It's like I never thought of it.
I still do shit that's all right. Can I say that?
Yeah, you could swear
right.
all you want.
All right, yeah, that sounds like Lars. Like I can hear it. Like I was such a metalhead when I was growing up.
Okay, Thieves of the Night has to remix one song in the history of music. What song do you remix?
Our own song.
Okay, good, good. What's any specific songs or no?
We don't have any release songs.
Okay. okay. Thieves of the Night is going on a beach. What beach do you go to, and do you wear suntan lotion?
Santa Monica. Yes, we wear suntan lotion.
Okay.
We don't want wrinkles.
Thieves of the Night, both of the members have facial hair. Why is this?
Laziness.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that you just started growing it, right? I mean, yeah, you used to be clean shaven.
No, I just shave it like once every 3 months or something. I shave it like once every 3 months.
Okay, that's very nice. Okay, Thieves of the Night can no longer wear different colors. What color do you wear every day of the week? Give me a different color Saturday through Sunday.
So gray for Monday.
Okay, why gray on Monday?
Feels good.
Good.
Red for Tuesday, Day of Passion.
Ooh. Tuesday, really? Okay, that's fair.
Yellow on Wednesday, I go visit my parents.
Oh, that's nice.
Purple on Friday, another Day of Passion.
What about Thursday?
Oh, that's Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Day of Passion. Friday, orange, because you got to stick it to them.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know what that means. You do the weekend.
You can repeat colors, keep in mind.
I would just wear black on the weekend because I have a lot of fancy places to go to.
That's very true. And okay. Thieves of the Night has to go to a fancy place. Where do you go and who do you take?
You go to her place.
What's up?
And you don't bring a condom.
Oh, that is unsafe. That's very unsafe lifestyle.
That's misogyny.
That is. Okay, that makes sense. Thieves of the Night has to bring a condom. What do you do?
Go home.
No, you make him water balloon. You have a good time.
See, we're like, the thing is.
Are you going to backtrack?
Yeah, never mind.
That's right. You got to keep going on this. Okay, Thieves of the Night can't play instruments, but you were playing a show. What do? I think
that's what we're doing at the next show, actually.
Ooh, okay, that's good. I don't want to give any more away. Thieves of the Night has to go to the Playboy Mansion, but you hate all the playmates, but you can't leave for 4 hours. How do you spend your 4 hours?
Talking to Hef, he's the man.
All right.
Blow?
That's right, blow. Thieves of the Night has unlimited of cocaine. What do you do with the cocaine?
Make it into pills.
Okay, nice. Okay, Thieves of the Night has cough drops. What's the name of your cough drops?
No cough.
That's
I feel like I'm doing really bad at this.
You need to step up your game.
I'm not feeling it.
Here's a real question. Thieves of the Night makes $1 million. How do you split up that money between the band?
50-50.
I think you're a fucking idiot.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to start a fight in the band.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why it's 50-50. Because Derek and I are equal.
And listen, is everyone else...
You gotta delete the last 8 minutes.
No, I will not. No, this is going. If we could backtrack, once we get to minute 25, I'll let you rescind any of this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But until then, you just gotta build up the hatred.
Okay, cool.
Thieves of the Night is an assassination crew. Who do you assassinate first?
Ralph Nader?
Ooh! I don't know. Okay, Thieves of the Night has to party with Ralph Nader. Where do you take him?
His bedroom.
That's good. Thieves of the Night has to appeal to 15-year-old girls. Go.
I think we already do.
Okay. Thieves of the Night has to appeal to the moms of the 15-year-old girls. What do you do?
That also is
okay. Good.
Sad.
Thieves of the Night has to unify the world in racism, and therefore you have to pick one race to really go at. What race do you pick?
Like, we want to destroy a particular
race? In order to unite 99% of this world, we need to pick a race.
I don't think I want to follow this one.
Oh, come on. It's easy. You just say alien race, the aliens, and then it's unite the world.
Yeah, but that's being kind of weak. You really have to weigh the pros and cons of all the races. I guess white people.
No, you go Antarctic.
No, you take out the whites.
All right. Okay. Thieves of the Night are white. Now what?
Oh, man.
You gotta understand.
I've been sitting in my bedroom for the past 4 months like as like my recreational time. I'm not ready for this. What was the question again?
Who cares? Okay, next question. Thieves of the Night are a hockey team. Who's playing goalie?
Thieves of the Night are a hockey team. The goalie.
Who's playing goalie?
The goalie's playing goalie.
Nice one. Thieves of the Night are painting a picture. What three colors do you use the most?
Red, blue, and yellow, because they composite all colors.
Ooh, good one, good
I'm
one.
I'm in art school.
That's right. Okay, Thieves of the Night are going to make a fancy dinner for a fancy guest. What do you make?
Meatloaf.
Does Thieves of the Night know how to make meatloaf?
Did you know there's like this meatloaf store on Clark Street that they serve meatloaf as
cupcakes? Yeah. Okay. Do you just pick up that meatloaf?
That's how thieves do it.
What does Thieves of the Night mean?
Thieves of the Night, we were actually talking about this yesterday. We're concerned that it may have accidentally, inadvertently come through from that Rihanna song where she's like, "The thieves of the night."
But I'm not concerned about that because that song's awesome.
No.
It's like the best song.
The only reason I'm concerned is because, like, I don't know exactly. I think we were standing at an Alex and the Drummer show outside at, it was Wicker Park Fest last summer. And we're staying outside and we had this idea to make the band. And then we're just sitting there and I say the name of Derek. And we just started like laughing for like 2 minutes. We're like, yeah, that's it. Like we're in this to win this.
And that was after Umbrella, right? I mean, everything is post Umbrella.
I don't know. Yeah, I would definitely think it's after Umbrella came out. So,
when you say Thieves of the Night take over the world, what does that entail?
I mean, locally famous.
Wow, you really set the bar high. So, like, you want to be sandwiched between who when you say locally famous?
Okay, so maybe, like, we'd like to be near Clayton Hawk status, but probably somewhere. Wait, let's set him as the low bar. And then what's that dude from Kill Hannah that everyone...
Oh.
Somewhere in between those two.
Thieves of the Night are playing with Kill Hannah. Who goes on first?
We do. Because everyone would leave after we played.
What's up? Okay, good. Thieves of the Night are on a tour with Kill Hannah. Do you guys share a bus?
Yeah, they're probably nice guys.
Okay. Damn it! Come on, man!
I'm being real.
Okay. Thieves of the Night hosts their own makeover show. Do you make over men, women, or pets?
Women and their pets.
Nice. Nice! What's the name of the show?
Makeover Time with Thieves of the Night.
That is a shitty name.
Oh, dude. I'm a musician. Like,
Okay. Thieves of the Night get to design their own guitar, but you don't like guitar. Keep this in mind. What does the guitar look like?
Like, yeah, like the one of those.
For those of you that aren't me, good luck, because only I will ever remember that. Okay, Thieves of the Night get to team up with Jay-Z for their own clothing line. What's the name of the clothing line? Who do you cater to? And what's your biggest seller?
Well, I mean, like, if we teamed up with Jay-Z, we'd be working for Rockaware.
No. This is a merger.
Well, the thing is, we don't have the clout that Jay-Z has.
Why are you thinking small?
I'm not thinking small. I'm being very realistic.
Stop being realistic here.
This is the new me, dude.
I don't like the new you. I like the old you. Thieves of the Night has to teach inner-city children one skill in life. What do you teach them?
How to pick up girls.
Nice.
It's sort of boring. Man, I think I'm tired of it already. I'm not funny.
I know. What the fuck? You've really failed me here. Is there anything you want to rescind?
Misogyny, yeah.
Okay, so in all reality, when is this project going to happen?
Okay, so at the show, my solo show that is happening on April 16th, Derek will be playing live at that show, and we'll probably play our first song together as... Oh, yeah, I mean, like, at least we're probably going to be playing a couple... Well, we're playing the whole show together, essentially. But some of the songs will be considered thieves songs from this point forward.
When you say that, I mean, are these anything? Are these Charlie Deeds songs that are now going to be like renamed?
No, they're new songs.
Okay.
So
what do you play in this band?
I either play keyboard or guitar and sing, and Derek plays drums.
Okay.
And some other stuff maybe.
Could you give it? Oh, yeah. So for this show, are you learning? Are you guys practicing his album and then like you're also that shit, the new stuff, or are you just kind of winging it?
We are practicing. I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, like, are you...
We're not going to be improvising.
That's what I mean. It's like so when people see you on the 16th, Is it going to be like your normal show where there's like a backing track and you're singing and then he's just adding drums on top, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've coordinated it, so he's playing drums, but I mean, it's two not live tracks, but I'm singing live, so it's like, it actually feels amazingly fresh for how not fresh it is. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, with this incarnation, is this like the last Charlie show for a long time, or do you see yourself like you guys playing together, or like is it just going to be Thieves of the Night from here on out?
It's definitely going to be Thieves of the Night from here on out, but I mean, like, I'm not opposed to playing solo shows. I love playing solo shows. And I mean, the thing about the solo show is every time I've done one, it's a little bit of a different setup. So that's just sort of like my thing that I'll continue to do. And like what happens with that is totally up to whatever is feeling right at the time.
Why did you guys decide to start this band? I know you were talking at Wicker Park Fest, but you never really said
why.
Oh,
okay. So I mean, Derek did play with us at the last Sally show.
Yeah.
And we had gotten to practice together before that and stuff. And I've always really liked Derek's drumming. I love Alex and the drummer. So it was like, I just wanted to play with Derek really bad. And somehow at some point, Derek, I think it's safe to say, like, really became a fan of my most recent album, which was a nice thing.
Plug the name of the album, please.
It's called Fight the Death Funk, which is an awkwardly embarrassing title in retrospect.
But I disagree. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's funny, like, in a way, right? I don't know.
Well, Derek, what do you think?
When I hear other people say it, I want to.
I think it's an iconic title.
I agree. I agree. This will be on t-shirts 30 years from now.
Yeah, somebody's going to dig this up.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be alive and appreciate all of this fanfare. Why did you decide to join this, to start this band with Charlie?
I can't really remember. I think I just...
Is it different than playing in your other band?
He's magnanimous. I mean, just like, there's something about him.
And
he gets under your skin.
So he's infectious.
Yes.
How is this different than your other bands?
I like the music in this band. That was a joke. You could laugh.
I cringed.
We both cringed. We are very uncomfortable now. Laugh sounded uncomfortable too. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up if there's anything else you guys want to say. But before we plug the show and everyone's projects, I'm going to ask each of you a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. Okay. Let's start with Derek. Let's go pick a number between 1 and 260, please.
259.
That's towards the end. Good job. Okay, make believe that right now you have to pick the job you will have as an adult. What is the best job you can think of? What is the worst?
Wait, I'm a kid right now. I'm imagining what the best job I can have.
As an adult. And the worst job.
So does it have to be what I actually thought about when I was a kid?
No, I don't care.
Well, can I use like current experience?
Yes.
Mortician?
Best or worst?
Worst.
Really?
Yeah, that's disgusting. And the best would be rock star.
All right. That's good. That's very good. All right, Charlie. Yeah. 1 through 260.
256.
What is the most important thing you have learned about life in the past few years? How did you learn it?
Okay, that's a really serious question.
I know.
I guess the most important thing... I like boobs. No,
all right.
No.
How did you learn that?
No, the most important thing I've probably learned in the past few years is just that... I mean, I think I grew out of some sort of teenage idealism about art and music and what I'm doing it for. I mean, like, you start out, like, at least I started out in my life as just wanting to make these things because I really felt them and liked them and all these, like, really sincere things. And, like, somewhere deep inside there, there's, like, this hidden selfishness where you're, like, trying to get attention towards yourself. And then when you become a functional band, in my case, those things started to outweigh just those initial sort of more pure desires, where the experience is just about like pleasure. It's like it's weird because it's like, is it your job or is it your like hobby, you know? And I think I always want it to be my hobby from this point forth because I want to get the enjoyment out of it. So I basically, in my life, basically a year or two ago, gave up all the parts of like trying to self-promote myself in a really like strong way, and instead just focused on what I thought was originally my interest in making music and art. And I think it has been successful in like curing me of like, I feel like I'm a more genuine, sincere person now since then. So, I mean, I don't know what the thing I've really learned is other than like, don't sell out even when you haven't won anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like just keep doing it. Like, I mean, I think when I was younger, I was afraid of people who just kept making stuff because I was like, oh God, give up. You suck. You know, like, you know, like, but like now that I've become that person, I see that it's not about whether you suck or not, because it's all relative. So it's like, if you're enjoying what you do and you are motivated to do what you do from like a good place, then keep doing it. Yeah.
That was very heartfelt.
Thanks, dude.
Did you just say you don't want to be famous?
No, I definitely want to be famous.
Because this was like, this is all news to me, man.
Okay, band's over.
All right, let's plug the show. April 16th, it's at the Dark Room. The Dark Room is at 2200 West Chicago, right around there. It's a free show.
Yeah, that's true.
It's at 9 p.m. It's LMNOP and Click Talk. What time do you guys go on?
We go
third.
We're the second spot.
You're the second spot, so make sure you're there by 9 p.m. It'll probably be packed, so... show up. It'll be a great show. Every time I've seen Charlie, it's been wonderful. Every time I've seen Derek with Charlie, the whole one time, it was wonderful. Yeah.
You get 45 minutes of it this time.
I'm very excited about this show. Hopefully you guys do more. Do you want to plug anything? The website or anything? Like, do you have one yet?
Thieves of the Night has a MySpace page. So MySpace, Thieves of the Night.
Is there just the video on there still?
We have the remix that Derek made for my album on
which
is not a Thieves of the Night song. We're very specific about that.
You're very protective of the name.
And we're not even going to play it at the show, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be played at the show. But and then there's, of course, Alex and the Drummer, myspace.com, Alex and Drummer. And then like I deleted my personal MySpace page as part of my quest to become more whatever.
Not famous.
But I do have a website, and that's charliedeets.com, and you can like get stuff on there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Do you want to close it with the track you remixed then?
Yeah, that'd be very logical.
That'd be apropos.
That's as close as you're going to get to Thieves at this point.
All right. So, everyone, thank you for listening. Go to the website for more information. youmethemeverybody.com. Please go to the show, April 16th, Dark Room, and have a good night.
I fucking got your heart.